just haven't met you yet.
Well, we're all bobbing around in the studio, and I'm very, very pleased to welcome my guest, Jade Thornton.
Hello.
Hi. Morning to you. Now, it's really interesting because I saw you playing in Staines. How often do you do that?
Maybe once a week, once every other week, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, but there's a lot of buskers in Staines at the moment, aren't there? It's sort of ramped up a little bit from, say, like a year ago. But there's not a lot of buskers that sound like you, I have to say. So what's your background in music? How did you get into it?
Okay, well, I've been singing ever since I can remember, basically. I remember in year six, I sang in a school play and my teacher was like, whoa. And then I carried it on through my education, through secondary school, through college, and then I got to the end of college and I chose to not go to university, had a few jobs that I didn't like, and then I just chose, and then I just thought, if not now, when?
That's and ever so brave.
Yeah.
So you threw yourself into your music world.
Yeah.
And how did that go to start with?
It's an interesting one. I mean, it was kind of a baptism of fire. I think busking is very much that. Busking is my main source of what I do, basically. So yeah, it's no 2 days are the same. I'll say that.
Absolutely. Yes, and there's good and bad in the busking world, isn't there? But we were talking about busking, and some people have been spotted that way.
So there's
every chance that you could be spotted.
Do you know Dick and Dom?
No.
They were two children's presenters when I was... they did a programme on CBBC.
Oh, that's probably why I don't know them then.
In the bungalow, they used to have a programme on every Saturday. One of them tipped me whilst busking and I freaked out. Obviously, no, I kept professional. And I was like, this is my break.
But they didn't.
No, but it was great. It was great.
So, listen, before we talk anymore, let's hear a little bit from you. Now, what's the first track you're going to play?
I'm going to start with a cover from Frank Sinatra, and this is Fly Me to the Moon.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Stars, let me see what spring is like on Jupiter, Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song, let me sing forevermore. All I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Song, let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Wow. Big clap out there. Yeah, I know that our listeners will love that because, as you can see over there from that list on the wall there, Frank Sinatra is our most requested artist.
Oh, wow.
And that was an interesting one because you don't usually hear Frank Sinatra played like on the guitar.
Yeah.
It's a piano thing,
isn't
it?
Yeah, exactly. It's a jazz kind yeah, of yeah. soul.
So something. Did you put that arrangement together yourself then?
Oh, I wish I did.
No?
No, it was something I learned in college. And it was something different, so I tried to learn it. And
It
stayed with me ever
so,
since.
So college was Strode's in Egham?
Yes.
Do they have a big music department there?
Yeah, they do, actually. Well, it's... I don't know whether it's as big as they hoped, but it's a great musical department. It was definitely my home in college.
Yeah.
Very much so.
And is that what you sort of majored in, like, you know, music?
I did music performance. So it was like doing gigs and publicising them, et cetera, et cetera. And then I did the technical side and I did an A-level in music technology with very little knowledge about music technology to start with. But yeah, I came out...
Sounds very posh. Yeah. Technology, music technology, what does that include?
Like mastering my own tracks and producing and recording my own tracks and from scratch.
Wow.
And yeah, I did Rather Be by Clean Bandit from scratch.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did you have somewhere to produce these? You've got a little studio in your house? Or?
Oh, I wish. No, in college we had the MacBooks and stuff. They had all of the equipment. But at home, we've got like a family laptop. Yeah. And I've got the microphone. I just need to purchase the software. It's quite expensive.
So, yeah, it is. Yeah. It is, you're right. Yeah. Are we talking about Adobe here or something?
Logic Pro.
Oh, yeah, Logic Pro,
that's what I know.
Definitely. People are probably listening in thinking, what on earth are you two talking about? What's the plans then? You want to be discovered or whatever. Do you do sort of gigs outside of the busking?
I do. I would say about 95% of my gigs come from busking, which is pretty marvellous, actually. Been doing a lot of weddings lately, which is really nice. It's so beautiful to be a part of someone's special day like that.
Yes, I think you're right.
Every time someone asks me, I'm like, me? Oh, wow, thank you. And yeah, I've been doing a lot of weddings, pub gigs sometimes.
Yeah. Anywhere in the local area that people might be able to hear you play?
I've got actually a songwriting competition tonight.
Oh.
In Richmond.
Right.
At the Basement Door.
Yeah.
The Basement Door are wonderful. They actually helped me release my first EP at an incredibly low cost. Like, it was...
Yeah.
To a young musician that didn't have a job at the time, it was pretty lucky for me to stumble across that. But yeah,
I have to say, I've never heard of the Basement Door.
They are wonderful. I think they have a venue in Kingston, Staines and Richmond.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, why haven't I heard of
them before? They do like acoustic nights. Mm-hmm. They do band nights, they do Battle of the Bands, and yeah, they do like heavy metal and then they'll go to like acoustic kind of pop, and it's pretty cool.
And just to give you an idea, I mean, people think of busking as being sort of like second rate in a way, but you know what, I was in Kingston just recently and every sort of 100 yards there was another busker and they were all pretty amazing, just like you, Jade. So you're going to do one of your own original songs now? What's this called?
This one is called Breeze.
Okay.
And I wrote the song in secondary school. And it was about a bad friendship that I experienced during secondary school.
Okay.
And as the song name suggests, it was about feeling quite suffocated in that friendship.
Right. Go for it.
Yeah, this song's called Breathe.
Remember those nights when all we do was text, talking about how I'd solely made this mess, trying to tell me I was wrong, didn't know a part of me was gone, didn't know a part of me was gone. Didn't know a part of me was gone, 'cause you made me believe I needed you. By my side, consumed every ounce of breath, took what was mine, and making it harder to confess. See in time if you let me finally breathe. 2 years go by and I'm still under your thumb, starting to make me doubt who I've become. Trying to convince me with your lies, I think it's time to open my eyes. I think it's time to open my eyes. I think it's time to open my eyes. 'Cause you made me believe I needed you by my side. Consumed every ounce of breath to what was mine, making it harder to confess. See in time, if you let me finally breathe. Four years go by and we barely spoke. You ask me why, I say I don't know. You'll never see just what you did to me. 'Cause you can finally breathe. Wish I could say the same for me. Wish I could say the same for me. I could say the same for me. 'Cause you made me believe I needed you by my side. Consumed every ounce of breath to what was mine, and making it harder to confess. See in time, if you let me.
Wow, that was quite emotional. Huh? Is that how you put down all of your stresses and stuff in words and things?
100%.
Yeah. So do you write the music first and then put the words to it, or do you write the words first?
I like to think I write the lyrics first, because I have a note on my phone that's just lyric. But I usually write the music first. Which I didn't think it was something I would do.
Isn't that hard to fit the words in after the music? Or
no, I start, so I'll just start playing and then I'll just start humming, like, and I'll hear a melody and then I'll fit the words to the melody. And
it's interesting. Yeah. It's a clever thing, songwriting. Yeah. So is the plan to do this and get records published? You've already got an EP, haven't you?
I mean, so. I did.
Not listed.
And it left. I am thinking of relisting it because a lot of people are in demand for it. Then I need to hear you on Spotify.
Yeah.
So hopefully that should be coming back soon. But I am sitting on a few recorded tracks, and I do want to release them.
Yes.
Just trying to find out how.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely, because we would love to hear more of you.
Thank
here
you.
So you've got another one for us, haven't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, good.
Okay, right, we'll go with I'll do my most recent one last.
Okay.
This one is one I wrote in college, and this song is called
again.
Through the Night.
You wrote these quite young.
Yeah,
then.
No, the first one was secondary school. We moved down the line a wee bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
More of the mature student sort of thing now. Yeah.
All 16-year-old of me. this was about somebody that wanted to be more than friends with me. I was really good friends with them. Didn't work out, and they tried to kind of villainise me, which was interesting.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Sounds like a lot of angst at Strokes.
Yes.
Very. Okay, go for it.
Yeah, the song's called Through the Night.
Make this about you, if that's what you want. Write your story in your twisted font. This never seems to turn out right. Walk away from me, turn a blind eye. 'Cause is this how you wanted it to end? Oh, is this how it's gonna end? Oh, 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 'cause it's clear to me, when I'm meant to be, I'm not your missing piece. Oh, can you see, behind all the trying, you know it's true, I could be there for you, it won't make it through the night. So much was lost in the town we had. Before I knew it, everything turned bad. Make me understand, I didn't do no wrong. No, when we both know was coming all along. 'Cause is this how you wanted it to end? Oh, is this how it's gonna end? Oh, 'cause it's clear to me, when I'm meant to be, I'm not your missing piece. Oh, can you see, behind all the trying, you know it's true, I could be there for you, won't make it through the night. We won't make it through the night. Why can't we settle this instead of fight? Oh, priorities got in front of pride. We won't make it through the night. 'Cause it's clear to me, when I'm meant to be, I'm not your missing piece. Oh, can you see, behind all the trying, you know it's true, could be there for you, won't make it through the night.
Wow. Brilliant. Again. Again, fantastic.
Thank you.
So, I didn't ask you what age you are.
I'm 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
Still so young.
Just turned, yeah.
Yeah, really? Oh, so you've been doing this, how many years have you been, like, professional in this, that you've actually do it for a living?
I think it was so long ago now. I think I stopped my job in Christmas 2017.
Okay. So it's a couple of years.
Right at the beginning of 2018.
All right.
So we're coming up to around 2 years now.
Yeah.
Which is a kind of weird to think about, but
hair-raising thought, eh?
Yeah.
What, when you've been busking, is it mainly Staines that you busk in, or do you go somewhere else as well?
I do the National Rail Scheme. So yesterday I was at Charing Cross.
I didn't know there was a National Rail Scheme. What's that?
Yeah, it's So I did the gigs competition during last summer. Uh-huh. So I did, I got to say hello Wembley. That was great. Ticked that off my bucket list.
Wow.
Played in front of like St. Paul's, all that kind of, all those big slots. Did a few at Waterloo, and it was a voting system. I didn't win, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But being in that competition allowed me to get into the National Rail Scheme. So I hand in my availability and I get between two and four slots every 2 weeks. So
I didn't realise that's how it happened.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty competitive.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would be a free-for-all.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's what's been happening up in Camden, isn't it? There's been too many all in the same street, and they've tried to stop it altogether. But but I didn't realise that that's what they did at the rail
system. Yeah, because it's private land.
Yeah, so of course.
That's the general rule of thumb. If it's private land, it's a no-go unless you have permission.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, good and bad things in the busking world, you know, the best sort of thing that's happened to you when you've been out doing a gig outside and perhaps the worst thing.
I've seen few famous faces. I think Biffy Clyro, one of the members of Biffy Clyro, gave me one of his guitar picks
at
Clapham Junction and tipped me. And I'm not an avid listener. I appreciate them. They're not like, they're not one of my favourite bands, one of my most frequently listened to. So I recognised him and I was like, he looks really familiar. And I was like, why would somebody give me a Biffy Clyro guitar pick? That's like awfully random. Then I Googled it and I was like, oh,
that was Biffy.
That was the basis. That was Biffy Clyro.
Yeah.
That was pretty crazy. But if I play Waterloo on a Friday night or like a Saturday, anywhere on a Friday or a Saturday, the hordes of people that are going out can get quite entertaining. I had some dancers. It's really funny. It picks me up.
Lots of footfall there, isn't it?
Yeah. Like a few stag doos and a few like hen parties. They can be very entertaining.
Yeah.
The worst thing, I can't pin it down to one. Well, I'd say the complaints, I'd like to say I have thick skin, but my skin is not as thick as I would like it to be.
Exactly. And we were talking about
it
this.
It gets to me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it gets to everybody.
If I said it didn't.
I mean, the same with us at the hospital station.
Yeah. You know. If you haven't got anything nice to say, don't say it.
Yes.
And people choose to walk past my amp, and I'm talking a few inches with their fingers in their ears.
Oh.
And I can get it with the... I never really thought about this until somebody else mentioned it. With the older generation, if they have hearing aids, obviously that can amplify to an unbearable level.
Yes.
So that's completely understandable.
Yeah.
But
when they're 20 and they're walking past like that.
Like, oh, just walk the other side of the street. Come on. It's not hard.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. Well, it's been lovely having you in, and you're going to play your last track for us, which is your newest one, is it?
Yeah, this is my latest one. This one is called Home.
Great.
And this is the first song I've ever written from somebody else's perspective.
Oh, now that's an interesting thought.
Which was a task, yeah. It was about an event that went down in my family.
Yeah.
It was quite, sent shockwaves, I'll say that.
Right.
So, yeah, the song is called
Home. This sounds fascinating then. Look forward to hearing it.
Thank you.
Go for it.
I heard your message. Please leave after the tone. Confession, I'm guessing. 'Cause it's too late for you to know. It was your choice to lead us down this road. Now you're running back, but I am already home. I can take the blame for your decisions. Was it really worth it? Not only me, you're hurting. You're way too late. Wish away from what you're missing. part of me now. Cause you can change 3 years out. It's going around in circles and it's all in your head. Convicted for just thinking now you made your bed, just lying it. You said to me, hey, what's the harm in trying it? You gotta step up your game as the battery light dies. Cause there's two players in my frame. One is drowning in goodbyes. Cause it was your choice to let me go. Now you're running back, but I am already. I can't take the blame for your decisions. Was it really worth it? Not only me, you're hurting. You're way too late. A wish away from what you're missing. Can you see what I mean now? Cause you can change 10 years out. It's gonna run in circles and it's all in your head. For just thinking now you made your bed, just lying it. Said to me, hey, what's the harm in trying it? Dial tone counts 1, 2, 3. Voicemail marks what we used to be. I press delete, cause I can't take the blame for your decisions. Was it really worth it? Not only me, you're hurting. You're way too late. I wish away from what you're missing. Can you see what I mean now? Cause you can change these years out. It's going around in circles and it's all in your head. Convicted for just thinking now you made your bed, just lying it. You said to me, hey, what's the harm in trying it?
Wow, thank you so much for coming in, Jade, and all the best.
Thank you so much.
I hear you're half Canadian.
Yeah.
So, yes, a great Canadians are that little island, that big place with just what something, I don't know, something like 10 million people or something or whatever. How many singers? So you're coming from good stock, aren't you? So thanks so much for coming in. We've enjoyed hearing you and all the best with your busking and career. And if anybody's listening that is in Staines and they see you, give you a little wave and and stuff. So we're going to finish with playing a little bit of a Canadian person, Susie Arioli, that you hadn't heard. And all the best to you for the future.
Thank you very much.
Brilliant.